continue living there.
Okay. Andy teaches from the British Property Federation, which represents property developers, investors and advisors. You know all about the property market and this issue. Do you think this scheme will help?
Well, it will help. I mean, I don't disagree with anything that David said. I mean, nobody's going to come on to wake up tomorrow and to say we shouldn't be helping homeowners. That would be really silly to say. But actually, in reality, we're talking about help for 3,000 people a year out of a predicted number of 75,000 repossessions. Now, it doesn't take a mathematician to figure out that that's not a large percentage of people. So while we need to be helping people, we've got to be realistic about the kind of help that's actually been delivered and the real number of people being helped. Now, it's typical that all these kind of schemes are always the things that get the headlines. You know, it's easy to put on the radio, it's easy to put on a paper, you know, we're going to help thousands of people. But, you know, the real help that homeowners get or that people get is through housing benefit payments. And these are payments that are paid to tenants to, you know, to cover their rent. And one of the things that the BPF would like to see would be for these, for housing allowances to actually be paid back to the landlord again, rather than just being paid to the tenant, because that's where the help really comes.
Okay, just spell that out a little bit. Housing allowances.
Well, housing allowances, the payment, as of last April, the government changed the system so the payments go to the tenant. So we're talking about lots of vulnerable people, and often in those situations, it can be a lot more damaging for the money to be given to the tenant. If you think about often people that are in particular kinds of trouble, they might not necessarily have the best, they might not be in the best position to manage their own finances. And in a situation where they're being given a lump sum of cash each month to pay for their rent, often that can lead to problems as well.
Because okay, what about finance though for this scheme that's on the table at the moment?
Well, 200
housing
million.
Associations haven't found it that easy to get hold of funds, have they?
Well, no. I mean, a lot of housing associations are in trouble as well because they bought land at the top of the market. The market's fallen by a massive amount, so they're now sitting on land they can't do anything with. They're financed over the hill, and you know, obviously they're suffering a lot of the same problems that the private house builders are. But I think, you know, the thing we need to look at here is actually what's going to help people going forward. And we're talking about rental here. We're talking about people being taken out of situations they can't afford, but they're still going to have to pay this money back.
And
that's,
okay,
you know, that's the problem. That's what's got us into this mess in the first place. It's the government saying, yeah, go and buy a house. You know, don't worry about the payment because the price is going to keep going up. That's exactly what's got us into this problem in the first place.
I mean, David Orr, isn't that true that you're trying to keep people as homeowners or at least part homeowners when really, in a way, home ownership for a lot of people has just become unviable?
Well, there are two parts to the scheme, aren't there? One is where the association would buy the property and then rent it back, and that would be an ordinary renting arrangement. The second one is where a housing association would effectively buy an equity share. Where that happens, then yes, the person would continue to own their home, but their monthly outgoings would be reduced. Now, at some point in the future, if and when the economy picks up, it may be possible for people to buy back. I don't think this is about helping to sustain unsustainable home ownership. I think this is about helping to sustain people who are already in an unsustainable position.
Okay.
And trying to ensure that we can improve that position for them.
Briefly, Andy Teacher.
But I mean, the government's in a difficult position. That there aren't any blank cheques that can continuously be written. I think what we need to do is look to the future, and if renting is the obvious way out here, which it seems to be, we really need to start focusing on a build-to-let model that can bring in branded rental en masse. So rather than tinkering around the edges of this housing crisis, we need to get to the heart of the problem. We need to end a lot of the rhetoric, end a lot of the spin on these figures, and really deal with the actual problem.
Okay, Andy Teacher from the British Property Federation, thank you very much, and also David Orr, Chief